a mí las nombres son como mi comunidad, mi dinero, por yo voy a la asistencia de la cosa. Y la estima que es la revista. So that word, so we explain this time, that where is according to the first washing takes place. So the an account of the aloche of Kohanim and Bruin Koche Moab, so the melee, the Birkas Amitzi, becomes an integral part of the Tieh, in Kabbalah Barzieh, so the melee is Mechuyet, to be Mivoy, the Birkas Amitzi, and the Shleimo, because there is a Chiyuv. There is a Chiyuv every Shabbos and every Yom. To be Mitzaya and Shleimo, so Amenachem Mivide says no, this aloche is that's an Isef. I mean, but the Birkas Hametzi, the Birkas Hanenu, is not a necessary step in the physical process of Achilleh. So the Melee, but there is an Isef of what? So the Melee goes to the communicable part of the Tzieh in regard to the Mitzvah of Tzieh like a Mishneh. So he doesn't have to recite that Mitzvah like I'm the Shlomo at all. Two, there is a mitzvah of Tzieh. Tzieh comes in the physical Tzieh, not in the Boche. Not the Boche. But he has to do that to be invited over the Puso. Why? Because the according to Nachem Mivineh, so in regard to the Tzieh, Mitzat Lachem Mishneh, the Temerit of the Lachem Mishneh, So the broche is not an integral part of the tzieh. But he came in regard to the chiyuv tzieh and the matzas mitzvah. And the matzas mitzvah. So there is a chefetz of mitzvah. So he has to be mitzvah and the chefetz of mitzvah. And the matzas mitzvah. So the birkas of mitzvah becomes an integral part of the tzieh and the chefetz of the mitzvah. And the chefetz of the mitzvah. And since the Birkas HaMitzvah becomes an integral part of the Tziyah and the Chefetz of the Mitzvah, so the Birkas HaMitzvah also becomes an integral part, because we see, as the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah explains the Aloche in Rosh Hashanah of this, that called Birkas HaMitzvah, so there is no Aloche of Yotz HaMitzvah. There is Aloche of Yotz HaMitzvah only in regard to Birkas HaMitzvah because of Arbor, but Birkas HaMitzvah, there is no Arbor. So it's not, there is no aloha of Yotz HaMitzvah. If I don't have to say a Birkas HaMitzvah in a piece of bread for myself, but somebody else has to say a Birkas HaMitzvah in a piece of bread or something else. So I'm not allowed to say the bracha for him and be made see Birkas HaMitzvah. Yes, suppose somebody else has to put out fill. And I'm not putting out fill. So I can say the bracha of the Niyach fill or a Mitzvah fill for him. So that's the aloha. In respect to Birkas HaMitzvah, there's aloha of Arbes. In respect to Birkas HaMitzvah, there is no aloha of Arbes. But there is one exception. One Birkas HaMitzvah, so there is Arbes. There is Arbes. That's the Birkas HaMitzvah of HaMitzvah that we recited over the Masse Pesach night. So the ritual, in Rosh Hashanah explained it. Why? He says, in view of the fact that there is arrogance in respect to the Birkas, Alachilas Matzo, and the has to say to Broche, so in many ways, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, the Broche of Amitzelech in Lore, that it is valid, together with the Broche Alachilas Matzo, and the Matze Pesach Night, also has a status of Birkas Amitzelech. So in many ways, Amitzelech in Lore, So maybe he doesn't have to recite the Birkas HaMitzi over the Shleimo. But there is a mitzvah of Tziyah HaMishneh. Tziyah doesn't include the Broche. Broche is a spiritual thing. There is a Broche of the Broche Moab, but it's not a necessary step in the physical process of Achilleh. But, so then you ask, so in regard to the Pusa too, it's not a necessary step in the physical process of Achilleh. The answer is, and the Pusa, that's the Chetzer of Mitzvah, of Be'er Etech HaMatzeis. So in the Melee, So mainly the Birke, the Broche of with the Pusa is behind the mitzvah of the Abitur Matzis. It's a chetzer of mitzvah. So the Birke Samitzvah is also an integral part of the Pziye. And since the Birke Samitzvah is an integral part, so the Broche of Amitzvah in Oret is also considered to be an integral part of the Tzie. So he has to say both Broches and the Puso and the Shreem on Adler. Biori, Boyorogi, Liborich, Triwoche, Mesamitzi, Al Shteyen, Unbi. Vatakach, Liborich, Halachir, Asmat, Ubeitzei, Amishte, Ahakach. So the Ri, so we see, where is the first one? Says, Umikom, okay, Ubeitzei, Akim, Al Shreem, so there is no in the Shleimo at all. I mean, in the Puso at all. Only in the Shleimo. And in the Puso, it's a part of this to have its symbolic here. By putting it beneath the Shleimo and by eating from both matzahs in his mouth together. But there is no actual tzia on the table in the Puso, according to the first question that he says. So the Ri is really. So the Ri says at first that yes, he has to both. There has to be an actual tzeh before he puts the matzah in the mouth. This less washroom will be explained for that. We'll probably more be called him absolute, but we are literally shamming something. Why? Because he said that he many times he was born the revolution of the Samitzel state. And he said he didn't involve any self of an incident as good as not because of Rabbi Nachem in his shop. Rabbi Nachem in his sheet is Rabbi Nachem, I mean, in the second washroom. In the second portion of this, that regarding Birkas HaMinim, there is no aloche of in Eisim Mitzvahs Chilas Pilas. But the Ri didn't say that in regard to Birkas HaMinim, there is no aloche of in Eisim Mitzvahs Chilas Pilas. From the Ri, it's mashma that the Yisr of in Eisim Mitzvahs Chilas Pilas applies even to Birkas HaMinim also. Even to Birkas HaMinim also. Now, and what does this shall depend. Now we see here that the second question takes us says, we need only to have a Brochish on them, they will be calling Chilis Chilis, to a Kiddush Bivoki, Kiddush Birkas Hayayim. So the second question takes us says that we got the Birkas Hanani, the Haloche of in this means Chilis Chilis doesn't apply altogether. But the Ri didn't say that. The Ri said, when it's a Chilis Me'achash O'Ishosh Al-Shteh, in other words, so the reason is why he didn't involve the Israel of an Israelis Christmas, because the Brocha of the Meitzi was recited over two matzahs, over the Shleimo and the Puso. The implication being that the Brocha of a Meitzi would be recited just over the Puso, together with the Brocha of a Achilas Matzah, then it would involve the Israel of an Israelis Chilis. So in other words, the Ri is really kind of the second portion in this way, that we got to build as an enemy, we don't apply the Aloha of Israelis Chilis Chilis of them. The Ri holds that it does apply. But so when would it apply if he would say both boys, Hamitra and Noet, and Achilas Mato, exclusively on the Jews, not on the Shnei. Then, he would be very down to Israel of Mitzvah Christmas. But inasmuch as he recites the Birkas HaMeitzi, not only on the Puso, on the Puso and the Shleimo, on the Puso and the Shleimo, and the Alachilas Pato is recited only on the Puso, so maybe it's not even the Israel of Mitzvah Christmas. So in other words, so the Ri holds that the Aroche of Nisimis applies to the Rezalem. Applies to the Rezalem. But in this case, he's not into it because she always sells shit. Because he recites it not just over the Puso, but over the Puso in the Shlomo, where it's like this matter is recited only on the Puso. That's the reason why it's not in there. The Easter of Christmas is the Puso. Now, what is Shiloh? Why is it that some Shem say that the next needs is Chris Chris, that be among them, applies to the Zion? And some Shem say it only applies to the Zion, but not to the God. Not to the Zion. So I think that this depends upon another question that we discussed before the previous year. In other words, whether the Aroche of Koranene, the Aroche Moab, involves the Mitzvah or just the Mitzvah. Now, so we see there is a Machlokes B'Shem. There is a Machlokes B'Shem. Now, and even this quarter of all Mitzvahs, which the very same we follow, is quarter of all Mitzvahs. But he's not part of the soup. He's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat from the first time. I said that only the Rambam should say that the first time the whole is not, does not come out of the soup. And it's only a mixture of the first time. So then maybe could eat without watching his hands. But according to those that the first time involves 2 hours, a mixture of the first time, and also a mixture of eating the whole first time, So they were not allowed to eat during the Purim. Yes, to wash, but can you eat during Purim? So the Shulchan Aruch passes, the Mechaber passes in your name, that in the Tzaveiros, that he can eat, yes, to wash before he eats in your name, but he eats during Purim. He eats during Purim. So now the Rash, in the Shnayos of Mai, so he says that he has to say it for us. Now, that depends. If we say that Kohanim is going to walk and walk, he finds an Easter, so the Mele Mele is not allowed to be so. So the Mele, that's the Rashid. In Mai, it finds Easter. And those who say that the Mele can eat without taking the forehead, so they all, that Moab doesn't mean that there is an Easter. Moab means that there is an Abel. In other words, just as there is a view of a person before he performs a mitzvah to recite the mitzvah, so it doesn't mean that if somebody puts up a view or a without the bochet, so he's able to mitzvah and put it out of the without the bochet. No, he has not been there. Because if without view, without tikkes, he was required to receive the performance of the mitzvah by the recitation of the bochet. And if it didn't, he was divided with Mitzvah Rabbono. He failed to recite the Kohen before he performed the Mitzvah. But there is no Mitzvah. So, Kohanim is going to be born and he finds the same thing that was before. What is the name? From Michael, from Mishke, from Rea. So he's the Kohen to say Kohen. And if he's never in the Kohen, he doesn't say Kohen before that. So he's divided with Mitzvah Rabbono. So the name is those Rishayim who say that the Birkas HaNemi is not an Isra, it's just a mitzvah. Some of them say Taruch of an Isra, it's just Chavim is applies. But those Rishayim who hold that who hold that it doesn't apply to Birkas HaNemi, they hold that it's an Isra. It's an Isra like the Rav. Like that, then it's an Easter. So maybe if it's an Easter, so it means it's Chavilas, doesn't apply to the Kesarim. So the second question takes the Sion Bohes holds that it's only an Easter. So maybe the Aroche of this Mitzvah Chavilas doesn't apply to the Kesarim altogether. So even if he will recite the Broche of the Meitzi, just exclusively on the Puso. So he still will not be in there because that's only an Easter. So Melee will not be in there with the Aroche or the Dean of this Mishra. The Re holds that he does not apply to the time because the Re holds that Kohanim with Roche Moab doesn't imply an Easter. Only a Mitzvah. Since it's only Mitzvah, the Kohanim is a Mitzvah. And there is only the Mitzvah, so maybe the Aroche of the Mitzvah Chavilas applies. But in this case, where we recite the Birkas HaMeitzi over 2 matzahs, over ساخته میفهمه. اوپا میباری کنی مرکی میفهمه. بلوی آقایی میشه میشه میشه. So first he was before
in other words, you have to be pizzeria and a pulsa, not a shrimp.
So maybe the Rebbe felt certain times that in order to fulfill both tzias, on one hand the tzias al hamishne shrim, and then the tzias on the tuzo, so he must make a partial tzias al hamishrimo before the birkas al achilas matzo. Because if he wouldn't make a partial tzias, it's like that in the shrimo, immediately after the bracha of HaMitzvah HaMinoretz, before the recitation of the Broche Lachlas Matzo, so then he would have to make the whole Tzieh and the Shleimo after the Lachlas Matzo. And after the Lachlas Matzo, so he will have to be Mitzvah the Prus also. So the Tzieh of the Prus alone with the Tzieh of the Shleimo after the Broche Lachlas Matzo would detract from the full fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tziyan Shleimo, because from the point of view of Liktul HaMishne, he has to be Tziyan and Shleimitz. Now, if he wouldn't break off slightly from the Shleimo before the Broch of Achilas Matzo, and he would break off from the Shleimo and the Pusa, after the Broch of Achilas Matzo, so that would detract from the tzir of the shleimo, because the mitzvah of mikra hamishne implies you have to mitzvah from shleimis, not from pusis. And he is mitzvah from the shleimo and the puso, so it would detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzir and the shleimis because of that problem. So the first portion says, decided that he should not be mitzvah on the Pusa altogether. Just realize a symbolic tzir. But the Rebbe wasn't satisfied with the symbolic tzir. After all, there is a mitzvah of Achamedi. He has to be mitzvah on the Pusa. So he should realize an actual tzir in the Pusa, not a symbolic tzir. So how can you realize an actual tzir in the Pusa and an actual tzir in the Shleimo? There will be a conflict. Because if he will not realize a partial tzir in the Shleimo before the Broch of Achilas Matzo, and the whole tzir of the Shleimo and the Puso will take place after the recitation of both parts, so then the tzir of the Puso along with the tzir from the Shleimo would detract from the mitzvah of tzir from the Shleimo, because he would be mitzvah not from the Shleimo alone, but from Shleimo and Puso, that would detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzir from Shleimo. So he found a solution. He goes recite the Broch of HaMitzvah HaMinoretz, and then before he even recites the Broch of Achilas Matzo, he makes his life tzir. And that tzir, when he makes the slight tzir in the Shleimo, so then it's not together with the tzir of the Puso. And then he recites the Broche of Achilas Matzo. And after that, he's mitzvah from both again. So maybe he doesn't detract from the mitzvah of the tzir. I think that's already not in the scene. Alright. No, now, next one. Our Mishnah is Mitzvah. So, the Rabbonon in the Mishnah say that Chavetz is only because of Zahor. And Rabbonon Sodek says Chavetz is a Mitzvah of Yad. But the Rabbonon say Chavetz is required, even though it's not a Mitzvah of Yad. So, the more has the Kashi. So why does he have to bring it all together in his own mitzvah? Omar Abame Mishum Kabe. So what is Kabe? So there are two pshats that we learned. So one pshat Kabe is a poison. Chazeres had a certain poison. Now what is that poison? I mean, so that poison could be due, I mean, sacrifice. So that poison could be due. Yeah. So that poison will resume, I mean, to a certain germ. that was containing in the Hazak some relay, there was sakone, and by dipping it in the harasses, so you remove the bottom. Another shot, the Akshat is that kappa is a certain kind of a world that was contained in the Hazaras. So the relay, and by dipping it in the harasses, that killed, that deadened the world. So relay is remove the sakone. Now, we are not aware of any worm, so it could be that we are not aware, because today, so the government, the law in every country requires that we should spray on all vegetables. So melee we don't have, so that worm is not found. But according to the law, so come with a certain worm that likes the Hazaras. Now, the Hazaras is its host. Now, we know that there are many, many worms that are parasitic, and they like to live in certain vegetables, or to live on human tissue, on animal tissue, and on plant tissue. So, that can be according to the Rakhia, is that kind of a worm, a parasitic worm. I mean, there are all kinds of such worms, tapeworm, kina. So kape is this kind of worm, and there are certain worms we know that are certain, usually, so a parasite likes one host, not different types of hosts. No. But there are certain parasites that do not discriminate between hosts. So they like various hosts. So they like, you know, to live on the tissue of plants, on the tissue of pigs, and on the tissue of human beings. So maybe the kape could be that kind of a parasite. On one hand, it likes the Hazaras as a host, and when a human being eats the Hazaras, so then this worm likes the human being also as a host. So the melee, the Chachomim Omisake, that we should dip it in the Chavetzes, and that will kill this worm. This worm is not able to reproduce. So maybe there won't be a Misake. All right. Omar Las. So in other words, what's the refrain? Mishoch Hazaretz v'chol mishlakam. So yichalton v'ra, v'ra. So that means it should be flesh. So that would be the reward. Now, kape v'chame kalt. Mishoch ha-tonun. There is a kape, there is a worm that, you know, that attacks, that enters the radishes. So if somebody ate a radish, and because of that, so that worm or that bacteria entered into the organism, so what is the way? Now, so he has to eat hot water. Because a certain kind of worm might attack, might enter all kinds of vegetables, of plants. So maybe the Bikuya, there is a general Bikuya. Mayim Ham. So Mayim Ham, I suppose the heat will kill this worm or this bacteria. All right. Now, Ad Hoche. But in the interim period, until it's killed, it will take a long time before he's killed. So they know, kate, dachir noch, I remember you shot me techo, and your seven daughters, utamikam secho, and your seven daughters. It sounds like a lie. Now, but I don't think that there is any mystical significance in given in this Maimahada, because in other words, a cafe is either a certain bacteria that produces a certain disease, or a contraraptor, the worm, again, that produces the parasitic worm that produces a certain disease. Now, if it produces a certain disease, so there are certain things that will emanate from the disease. Every disease has its symptoms. So that's called by the Gemara the seven dots. In other words, all kinds of weaknesses, I mean, will emanate from this disease. That's the dots. Now the daughter of one is adopted, is an adopted child. It's not a natural child. When a person is afflicted with a certain disease, so then there might be all kinds of complications, not from this disease. But his organism, the resistance is low because of a certain disease, so the resistance is low. Once the resistance is low, so then he can become infected or afflicted with other diseases. So that's not so. I mean, that's enough. Crazy. So daughters, that's the natural crazy. But the complications that arise as a result of the low resistance in the organism, so all kinds of complications might arise. So this is what the Gemara says. Okay, all right, he'll be cured completely. So many days might elapse, and all kinds of things might happen, all kinds of complications. What kind of complication? First of all, certain complications emanating from the disease itself, and then other complications might arise because his resistance will be low, so he might become infected with other diseases, other germs will attack him. So the complications that will arise, that will emanate from the disease itself, that's called banta, the dollars. The complications that will arise as a result of another disease that might overtake him because of the low resistance, that's not as well. I'm not trying to do anything against dollars or not as well. The blessed word of Jolly Pranaya means my own say, the baby in me, say, how it happened. The gaychen in me, say, how it is. Tapua, so Rashi says, show you, his name is Shom. The way he said, show you, you, when it's the one, see, that's a tapua, you are different. So, as he say, here, for that, so we have to have the chalices according to the weather. And the gaychen says, the chalices is a mitzvah, as it's a chalitit, on a pile, you can't talk with Louie, with Zoe, with Smuch. So in other words, he has to flavor it, and he has to thicken it. So, with Louie means the flavor, and with Smuch means the thicken. With Louie, why does he have to flavor it? They don't have what? So we look at the thickness, make it viscous, say how it is. Time we come to the region, time we say how it is. Now we say, say how it is. Oma Rabbeinu Ben Tzedek, kacho lo imlin, kakve chach shel Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, ach ve chach shel Yerushalayim, chen boni, hayish ve mitzvah chalun se, umech, mulmeitzis nacharayim, boi uruchem, tavu mitzvah. Now, so the Gemara here says that it's mitzvah according to the Rebbe Ratzon, and it's a chotapuach according to the Rebbe Ratzon. It is according to the Rebbe Ratzon. The implication being that according to the Rabbanon, so it's not mitzvah, so it's only shisakonim in order to remove the detrimental effects of the kapot. So it's not a mitzvah. Now the Rambam.
פרק ז' הלוך י' א'
Now, the condition of the question is to the Rambam Birsha Mishne. The Rambam Birsha Mishne says that Aruch is not like a person. He says, the Rambam says Birsha Mishne, Utarime Shegesh Bekiu, Udmustem. It has a strong flavor, and it also is viscous, like Teb. He says, Zichalotim. ואנחנו איזה לזה, כך, שמן תמי ולגמורי ומבשנו ליסון ודוחי ליסון, עד שביא אותם הוא מראש עם האחד וחמץ, ריליסנו בין שגרי לסנר ולידי ברעית לב, בלי שחוקים, ורבי זה למצוא לכם בעיר, חבי זה סליף זה, ולדאי תאי שחי עבוד או לא, עד שבשום לדבור אליך שום צייצר צבון ואחר, אז חבי זה, בין הלאה, בין הלאה, Aloch is not like Rambam's Rambam. But the Rambam in the Chachamim of the Aloch, he passed things like Rambam's Rambam. And he passed things like Rambam's Rambam. So the Mishnah says, the Rambam is crazy. Now, the Mitzin, the Mitzin, the Mitzin, the Mitzin, not the Mitzin. So the other Mitzin is the Mitzin, the Mitzin, the Mitzin, the Mitzin, the Mitzin, the Mitzin. But this is in the Mitzin, the Mitzin. So he says a simple thing, I mean, not that the Rambam was crazy. That the Rambam holds that the Rabbonim of the Metzodik are also made in the Chavis as the Mitzvah. Chavis as the Mitzvah. And you see that the Roshon of the Rambam, in the Perush HaMishneh is very peculiar. It indicates that. Because if the Rambam had held that there is a machloket between Avonon and Rabbi Zev Rav Tzodek. And the question is whether Chareses is a mitzvah or Chareses is just as a means to eliminate the sakone or the kape. So why does he have to say, Rabbi Zev Rav Tzodek came there, Chareses mitzvah in Taite, Shechali Bodom Yiborech, as Bishon Tzviso, it's a born or Achel as Chareses. Who is discussing here Brochen? Who mentioned Brocha here? Let's say there is a Brocha, all right? It's a mitzvah, there should be a Brocha. Why shouldn't there be Brocha? But who is discussing here Brocha? Whenever the Rambam mentions that there is a certain mitzvah, so the Rambam mentions there is a Brocha, when the Rambam has Brochas, when he discusses the union of Birkas HaMitzvah, so he says Brocha. If somebody wants to put out Tefillin, he wants to sit in the Sukkah, so he says Brocha. But who is discussing Brocha here? He's discussing the Mishneh, the President of the Torah, in the Chareses Mitzvah. So why would all of a sudden, because he said, Lidaiti Shechayavodom Mivorech Shonsis Tzivonu Alachilas Chareses. So the Tziv says, it's mashmal from this portion of the Rambam, the Rosh HaMishneh, that the Rambam held that everybody agrees that it's a Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah. Even the Rambam of the President of the Torah agree that there's a Mitzvah. But, and that's exactly the pshat in the Rosh Hashanah. Ushtei, the view of one of Matzo, the Chazeres, the Chavises, Ushtei Tavshiri, half of Bishi Chavises, it's all of a sudden, the Rabbi said, they inject this expression, half of Bishi Chavises, it's what I mean. They hope it's not a mitzvah, so why do they have to mention it altogether? If it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, why do they have to mention it? Because it's not only in the mitzvah. All right, so you could say the mitzvah is why the Chachomim mention the entire mitzvah in order to show that they are chelek ha-mitzvah. No, but the pshat is the Rabbonim, everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah. But when the Rabbonim say Avot Bishin Chareses Mitzvah, they mean it's not in Mitzvah like Moreh, that requires it. It's not a mitzvah like Gemara that requires it. So, but it's still a mitzvah. So, the king there, no, it's a mitzvah with the atzmo, like Gemara, like Matze. So it's a mitzvah with the atzmo, it requires it for as well. Now, but this is what the Nitziv says, and that's the way of Shabbat in the Ramah. But the Nitziv adds one thing. He says, why isn't there a kohen? Why, after all, if the Rabbanon also made it, that Chavisus is a mitzvah, and why is it a mitzvah? For the same reason that the Blessed Rav Tzadok says, mitzvah, zecher mitit, zecher mitapuah, so it's a mitzvah. So why wasn't it required? So the Tziv says, for the same reason that mitzvah Yonayim machreis, evidently, doesn't require a kohen. Why? Because it's mishum sechol, mishum levazeis. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that the mitzvah Yonayim machreis, in other words, after the Sudeh, so besides Zakoleh, there is another mitzvah. Because of the drosha de asmarte, of his kadishtem, v'isem reishi, v'iskadishtem v'yomayim v'sheyim, v'isem reishi v'yomayim v'sheyim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in regard of the yomayim v'sheyim, there is a mitzvah. Besides srach humo, which implies a mitzvah. So there is a mitzvah of drosha of the kiyus, and that's the asmarte, v'iskadishtem, and he says the same thing in regard of my machine, because the more in Moches and the Chum says, Vizkadish de Melomai Mashemi, Vizendesh de Melomai Machim, my machine. So there is an aspect of my machine too. That's not because of Sakone. What is Vizendesh to do with Sakone? With my machine. So that two alohas in my machine of the Rabbi. One is, because of Sakone, and born because of the asmarte, of the kiyus, of the isolation. Now, that's the reason as to why some of the Mishenim Machreim can't be a Shite. Hence, the Shite is that today the Lord of Vegas is not possible anymore. So we don't have to do my Machreim all together. But I have a shame that today is such a role. Whether today my Machreim is a victory or not. Why do many Mishenim say that even today what Machreim is not possible? So it's still obligatory because of the Shite, that there is an aspect of the dissemination of the Jews, of my Machrim, besides the Sakone of the last days. And so the question arises, according to Rabbi Yehuda, now the Rabbi Shite is that there is a Torah, but all the other Shite is Machrim, and the old Rabbi Yehuda is not Machrim, and the old, that there is no Torah by Machrim. Why shouldn't there be? After all, there is a mitzvah besides the Sakone. And the removal of the Sakone is not beside the Sakone, but beside the Sakone. So, the system is divided that wherever a certain act is required because of the Sakone, even though
Thank you.
Ich habe
And what he needs for the daytime is available to him. It happens from the religious writings of Camito Canoio. So, to see right now, he has it. Right now, he has it to need. He needs for that. And without any difficulty, he could use the value of it. Also, he used here Machiavelli in the case of Vito Corso, So, he did not say that he then it wasn't established yet that right now he had Buchheret with Corso that was Mishnah. So it's established of our pocket by now he has nothing. And it was the need, he has the same time, nothing before. So he applied the intellect of coming to come home. But in the case of the day, so nothing was established. What we see, we only see here for us, but nothing was established. Now, the last day.
Ma io, che io devo
Thank you.